You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Alexa Datt, and today we are talking Braves baseball. We bring in Braves reporter for MLB.com, Mark Bowman. Mark, how you feeling? How's everything going?
Good. Busy week. Busy. Been a very odd offseason, obviously, with all the uncertainty that centered around the Braves, but to get Alex Anthopoulos in that GM role this week, that it's hard to point the organization back at least just some from what has been one of the uglier points, periods in this franchise's history.
Okay, so we have the new GM who was announced at the GM meetings this week. He was former GM in Toronto. What does this mean for the franchise going forward?
Well, you know, this was everything that John Coppola did, you know, during GM, he provided a base. Now, obviously, there's some people that have questioned how he went about it, and he, you know, that that's why the organization will be punished. But at the same time, Alex is stepping into a very very enticing, very attractive situation where he has a strong farm system, a team that, you know, if you even look at where his pitching staff is at the end of last year and what they'll have going forward, you know, this is a team that could compete as early as 2019. You know, more importantly, this is, you know, I think Alex has a lot of that same tireless work ethic that Coppy has. He's very aggressive with the trade market. I think that will be important going forward as they need to find a way to, you know, the best thing to do is that they can get cut ties with Matt Kemp to create a lineup spot for Ronald Acuna. And I think that Alex is one of those guys that will think outside the box and do anything and everything he can to do that. And if not, they may have to part ways with Nick Markakis. But, you know, Alex is one of those guys that has shown in the past, not only is he aggressive, but he's also creative in his, you know, as he attacks trades.
I feel like Braves fans are absolutely salivating at the idea of their top prospect, Ronald Acuna, and watching him crush it in the Arizona Fall League, I'm sure, has just added to that anticipation. When can fans expect him to see, you know, this guy in a Major League uniform?
You know, I would say opening day. I think he's going to come to spring training and force their hand. You know, any thoughts of holding him back until May or June? I think he's one of those guys that's going to, you know, they're going to see what he can do. And I think that any temptation to holding back will be erased. I think there's a strong possibility we'll see him on opening day.
All right. Fans will look forward to that. Also at the GM meetings, a lot of talk of the Braves adding a veteran pitcher. How big of a need is this for the team, and how are they going to address it?
You know, I think that the bigger need is the bullpen. Rotation-wise, if they added a veteran pitcher, you know, if you got a frontline guy at, you know, top of the rotation type of arm, then, you know, I think that's certainly the way to go. You can't pass up that opportunity, but I think that they're going to be looking for just to add some experience to that bullpen. You know, they have some talented young arms in there, but at the same time, they need to add a little bit more certainty, you know, that they can't rely on Jim Johnson next year. And then you've got some of the other younger kids, Daniel Winkler, while there's potential there, Jose Ramirez, you know, those guys have to prove themselves a little bit more before you can go into a season confident. If you start looking at, you know, the way Davis is out there, could they make a run for him? It's a possibility. Mike Minor might find he might appear on their radar at some point in time. He'll be on the radar of a lot of teams, but you know, I do think that we'll end up adding at least two relievers this winter.
So, I mean, with one of the best farm systems in baseball, they've got 8 of the top 100 prospects. That's the most in the majors. They can afford to be aggressive this offseason. How aggressive do you think they actually will be, though?
I think they'll be very aggressive. You know, you look at Alex's history in Toronto, the trades that he made, whether that's, you know, to for R.A. Dickey or for Josh Donaldson or to even trade Roy Halladay soon after he got the GM job. You know, he was never afraid to make the trade, and I think that, you know, this is that one year where they do have a feel for the value of many of these prospects. And it may be time to move them, and I don't think he'll shy away. Part of that being he doesn't have any connection with these prospects. There's none of that emotional attachment, and that might be good.
Mark, you've been following these prospects very closely in the AFL. Give us another name or a couple names here of guys that you think we could see next year in the majors.
Well, Mike Soroka and Colby Allard are two pitchers that you could certainly see. That's not an opening day type of thing. That's more of the June or July. Those two guys made the jump from A ball to Double A this year and were very successful. I think Soroka is kind of he'd probably come first, maybe just because he's a little bit more physically mature at this stage of his career. From an offensive standpoint, Alex Jackson made strides this year. At the same time, you know, the numbers you see out there in Arizona are good, but you don't ever want to put too much stock in numbers from the Arizona Fall League. And some scouts seem to have they still have some doubts about his swing. But at the same time, he's established himself as a good prospect. But I'd say the best offensive prospect behind Acuna right now may be Austin Riley, a third baseman who I'd say if you see him next year, it'd be September. But at the same time, 2019 might be a year where they're talking about him possibly being the starting third baseman.
Very bright future for the Braves. All right, we're wrapping up a few weeks of postseason awards. Ender Inciarte wins his second straight Gold Glove. What does his defense mean to this team?
Well, this guy's we faced this organization saw from Andrew Jones what he can do with pitching staff. Ender Inciarte may not be quite what Andrew Jones was, but at the same time, he's certainly proven to be one of the game's finest all-around outfielders. Statcast, he's basically a Statcast legend already. So, I think here's a guy that not only can you make a difference up there at the top of the lineup, but out there in the field, when you're putting together a young pitching staff like the Braves, having a guy like Inciarte is invaluable.
All right, Mark, as we wrap up here, you want to go ahead and tell Braves fans that they're going to be playing meaningful games in September?
In September? I'd say they're a year away.
All right.
At least a year away.
All right, sounds good. They still have a lot to look forward to, though, for next season. Appreciate it, Mark. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So, why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.